Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
I've never been to Israel, but when my parents went several years ago for their 50th anniversary, my gift to them was to make our scrapbook for them. As they traveled, I researched all the places they visited. When they returned, I printed out all their pictures and asked detailed questions about their experiences. I wish I could do the same for Paul and Barnabas as I'm studying their first missionary journey. But as we read through the last half of Acts, we get a taste of what foreign missions was like in the first century. Everywhere they went, Cyprus, Antioch and Pisidia, and most recently Iconium, they always started preaching in synagogues, encountering Jews and Gentiles willing to listen and open to believe. But always some Jews would oppose them and usually run them out of town. In Lystra, their next stop, perhaps they didn't have enough Jews to organize a synagogue because Paul and Barnabas preached in the streets. Paul saw a crippled man listening intently to him and could see he had faith. So he loudly said to the man, "Stand up on your feet." The man immediately jumped up and started walking around. I want to be like that man, having great faith and immediate obedience, don't you? What a testimony. This wasn't the first miracle Paul and Barnabas had done, but they certainly got a different reaction here in Lystra. Normally, people either believed or didn't, but these idolaters got the idea that these two men were gods. It says they spoke in the Lyconian language, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men." So likely, Paul and Barnabas didn't understand what was going on until the people started making sacrifices to them. Then they tore their clothes, showing how horrified they were at this. And they tried to explain, "We're just men like you. We came to tell you to turn from idol worship to the true God who made and controls everything." Have you ever tried to do or say something for God and people just took it totally out of context? I'm sure this happens to missionaries frequently, because the enemy doesn't want the gospel to be clear. He wants to muddle things up as much as possible. Before Paul and Barnabas could clear things up, Jews from Antioch and Iconium showed up and talked that fickle crowd into stoning Paul instead. They left him for dead outside the city. You could see them just wiping their hands together saying, "Well, that's that." But was he dead? Well, after the stoning, he would probably be bleeding and bruised and banged up. But he wasn't actually dead. Believers gathered around him, probably praying, and a miracle occurred. He stood up and walked back into the city. The next day, it said he left with Barnabas to go to Derbe. He wasn't dead, but relatively uninjured, which was a miracle in itself. In Derbe, they wasted no time preaching the gospel and making disciples. It seems they didn't have opposition in Derbe. They got to rest a bit. We don't know how long they stayed, but long enough to make disciples. These guys have been like energizer bunnies, going and going. Even in this restful time, they were working, preaching, and teaching. When God gives us a rest, He's not putting us on the sidelines to plunk down in front of a TV or zone out with our phone. He's giving us time to do His work, or time to spend with Him and His Word. What do you do in a resting time?
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through His Word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.